Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Iowa State Patrol Sergeant Scott Bright about Motorcycle Safety Month.
Yeah, in 2017 so far, we have had 12 fatalities which a motorcycle was involved.
What do you think is the leading cause of motorcycle fatalities?
I think what happens when people get out there riding their motorcycle, people that are driving the vehicles do not see the motorcycles that much. I mean, they're a little bit smaller vehicle, and if they don't have their headlights on, sometimes they're hard to see. And I think sometimes that's why we have a lot of the crashes out there, that the motorists that are driving the vehicles need to pay a little bit more attention to the motorcycles that are out there, because they are a smaller vehicle, and sometimes they're very hard to see at certain times of the day.
Judging from this year's numbers, how do they compare from recent years as far as fatalities go?
Last year, 2016, we had 60 fatalities across the state. And what we'd like to do, encourage motorcycle riders to wear their helmets. Out of those 60 last year, 47 of them were not wearing their helmets. That were a fatality. So it's not a law in Iowa, but we would encourage them as a safety issue to wear a helmet while you're out there. And as they drive, if they're driving near dusk or something like that, is to wear kind of a bright color clothing so motorists can see them when they're out there, make sure their headlights are on when they're traveling.
As far as education goes and informing the public, do you think we need to be informing people who are driving cars more or those who are riding motorcycles themselves?
I think we need to educate both the motorcycle driver and the people that are driving the vehicles, that the motorcycle drivers need to be careful also. I mean, they need to understand that they are a smaller vehicle, they're harder to see, and they need to take precautions, when they're coming to those intersections where they could encounter a car. And, we need to educate the motorists that are driving the vehicles also. I think education is probably the big thing that we need to get out there and start talking to both sets of drivers and let them know, different tips that they need to be aware of when they get out there and start driving.
Besides not wearing a helmet, what are some other commonalities of motorcycle accidents in the state of Iowa?
We see a lot during the later summer months when the crop seasons, if we have corn that's ready to be harvested, we have a lot of fatalities around that time of year because it's harder to see a motorcycle coming to an intersection than it is a car. And so we do see an increase in fatalities in the September-October months when the harvest season is occurring.
As far as motorcycle accidents in general, those that have been recorded, what's the percentage, do you think, of those that end up in death?
Well, I can tell you this, the crashes that I have in front of me right now, this is a statistic coming from Department of Transportation, the 12 crashes that have been investigated, all 12 were fatalities regarding motorcycles. So basically, when you're riding a motorcycle, basically you don't have any protection around you. Where in a vehicle, you have some protection. And, in a vehicle, you have a seatbelt that's going to keep you in that same position. But if you're on a motorcycle and you get hit, you're not going to stay on that seat. There's nothing that's going to keep you on that seat. And that's when we start seeing the, person driving the motorcycle get thrown from the motorcycle, which causes a lot of head injuries if they're not wearing their helmet. And so it's one of those things that you have to be concerned with if you're going to ride a motorcycle.
Is there anything that the Iowa State Patrol possibly working as far as educating those on motorcycle safety? I know, of course, I took a Iowa driver's ed class many years ago, and we had one day devoted to motorcycle safety. And I know we had a motorcycle rider who came and spoke about the importance of it. But I wonder if there's an effort here in Iowa to really try and bring these numbers down.
Well, actually, we have 13 public resource officers stationed across the state that go into different places and teach driver's ed. And they usually talk about motorcycle and, the safety issues of them and try to give, these individuals tips. And we go in and do different presentations regarding motorcycle safety to the different motorcycle groups and just let them be aware that they are, they're not the majority of vehicles out there. They're the minority in the vehicles. And, we do have a lot of motorcycle wrecks across the state. And when we usually have a motorcycle wreck, it usually ends up in a fatality. And, prepare yourself as you ride a motorcycle. Wear the bright clothing. Make sure you wear your helmet. I know it's not a law, but we recommend to wear a helmet because if you do get thrown off the bike, a lot of these fatalities are becoming, head injuries, where if you had a helmet on, could have prevented that. So just different tips we try to give, people that ride a motorcycle.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Scott Bright of the Iowa State Patrol. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.